The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And of course, it's 7:01 a.m. our time. We're in Central Time here on this Thursday, the day before the Satanic holiday. we're not celebrating Satan, okay? Just remember, we're just the opposite on this show. But just make you aware that all of the other Satanists out there and the people worshiping the occult will probably be having a field day tomorrow. You know, this is their time to shine, you know? Take your little adrenochrome, kiddies, and don't worry, you know, I'll be there. That's the way these people think. Geez, that sound like a Democrat? Maybe I should look up the definition of that. Folks, I'll tell you what, I watched the alleged impeachment trial in the Senate yesterday. I about went and vomited in the waste can. Oh my God, I can't believe this bunch of misfits. And we the people keep electing them into office. Unbelievable. We'll have more news on that. You know, all of course, this is sponsored by the Power Mall. And we've got 10% off Vitamir products. We had Robert Tuktalian on yesterday. 10% off Strauss Naturals products. Had Wayne Elliott on this week. We have Grown by Nature products, 10% off and free shipping. And of course, the calcium bentonite clay. We've had Perrier on, 10% off all clay sizes. And you get the Kickstart Your Day with Clay book, free ebook, clay mixing instructions, and 10% off astaxanthin, the king of carotenoids. Now's your chance to help out. You can get the free Vitamir toothpaste when you donate $25. You should probably call 877-817-9829 to make that kind of donation to keep us going for 2024. We need to be on the air more than ever now. And, of course, you can shop our partners tab, too, at thepowerhour.com. And U.S. Coin Capital is one of those. Fred Dushefsky's been on the show and will continue to be on the show. Of course, he is based in Hilton Head, South Carolina, and has been in the business over 40 years. I think he knows what he's talking about. He's a member of the American Numismatic Association. So if you're looking at beefing up your gold and silver situation, this would be a good time to do it. Allegedly, we're going to try to get Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote on the show later in the day, and including, Andrew Ridoff. He getting started with Liberation Hub for Teams on YouTube, terrifying the true force behind the censorship industrial complex. I mean, a bunch of different things. He was an advisor to President Trump, one of his advanced leads. So this should be interesting. We'll figure this out. 3 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. Boy, how time flies when you're having fun, huh? The Trudeau government, I don't call him Trudeau anymore. He's Trudeau in my book because he does turgular things. There's a new word for you, turgular. Something that stinks, it doesn't operate right. Turgular, there's your new definition. Has turd in it, and then euler after that, turgular. Repeat after me, turgular. Thank you. New word for you here on this Thursday. Anyway, his government is proposing more taxes on wealthy Canadians to fund housing for the little people. Yeah, because all God's children got to have a home. Here's a problem. This sounds just like Biden, doesn't it? Gee, socialism is catching. Yep, they've revealed a new tax on wealthy individuals that'll bring in billions of dollars over the next 5 years to help fund housing programs designed to win over a disgruntled voter base. Yeah, we have to appease the peasants. The wealthy, who tend to earn relatively more income from capital gains, disproportionately benefit compared to the middle class. According to who? Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland. Yeah, the new measure would only affect 0.13% of the population. Wow. It's not even in actual digits. It's not even 1%. It's 0.1% and then some. Oh, wow. Yeah, they're going to figure out a way to tax it. Why? How do you think that people manage to avoid not paying taxes? Of course, you remember what Trump said, right? When people ask him why he doesn't pay taxes? Because he games the system. He knows the system. And see, the thing is if you'd been paying attention to the law, you would know the system too. But see, people don't pay attention to the law. They just want to sit around and bitch about every little thing and complain about all their taxes they got to pay. And this is tax day. And who's the new sacrificial lamb on tax day? You know, who are they going to throw in jail to scare everybody into compliance? Yeah. See, this is what happens when your government converts to authoritarianism. The Chinese Communist Party, by the way, is secretly lobbying U.S. Congress regarding TikTok, according to Capitol Hill staffers familiar with the situation. And, of course, they had to blab to Politico about it. The Chinese embassy has been holding meetings with congressional employees to lobby against legislation that would force the sale of TikTok or else ban the Chinese app in the U.S. The diplomats reportedly met with Capitol Hill offices. I like that. Capitol Hill offices, but they don't say which. Reportedly met with an office. Now, how do you do that? That's what I want to know. I love the way these people write. You know, they met with Capitol Hill offices. They walked in to go, hi, are you an office? Hey, let's have a meeting. Let's run it up the flagpole. Let's do lunch. Capitol Hill offices. This is such BS. And of course, you know, they did this on behalf of TikTok after the legislation was overwhelmingly passed in March by the House of Representatives, making its way over to the Senate for review. Yeah, LOL. What a joke. The staffers spoke to the outlet on a condition of anonymity, saying that they're not allowed to reveal this information to the public. What are they, too busy having sex in the Senate chamber to do that? Man, we got a real perverted House of Cards up there in D.C. I know. Dave, you're reaching to the edge here, Dave. Oh, shut up. Yep, I wonder how many of them up there are like that. As Breitbart News reported, the bill may end up on the president's desk seeking to ban TikTok unless its parent company, Chinese tech giant ByteDance, sells the app within 6 months. China's reported attempt to lobby Congress comes after TikTok purchased $2.1 million in television advertising in the battleground states in an apparent attempt to meddle in U.S. elections. And who's doing anything about it? Nobody. You know why? Because the networks that are taking in all that money love it because they're making an income. They're able to pay the salaries of the libtard retardando reporters that sit there and blame Trump for everything when their own party, who's in office right now, is making a mess of things. China, by the way, has dumped more U.S. debt as foreign holdings hit record high. Foreign holdings of U.S. debt rose to an all-time high in February, representing the fifth consecutive monthly increase, according to new Treasury Department data. However, as global investors scooped up U.S. government bonds, China trimmed its exposure to dollar-denominated assets. In total, foreign holdings were $7.965 trillion. And we're at, what, almost $35 trillion in debt? And other countries are holding the bag. Isn't that fun how we can all just sit there and swap debt? It's all fiat anyway, folks. Don't cry, please. You know, China's economy sucks just like ours does. And they're all sitting there playing games and then trying to convince you that everything is legitimate when, in fact, they're just playing games. They're playing games with a fiat money system, and they know it, and so do you. So, you know, have your cup of coffee this morning with me. We're going to have fun here. And, of course, Bill Barr's like E.F. Hutton when E.F. Hutton talks, and then you can see people, you know, you remember that commercial? When Bill Barr talks, and he's representing the deep state, people don't care. It's his opinion. And see, we've had a lot more of that lately ever since Trump's trial, his hush money trial started. So Barr's got to chime in too, because he's got to keep his name out there. So all you got to do is offer an opinion. And Barr gets out there. You know, he's the one that pretty much sold Trump up the river. Said this trial involving Trump is an abomination and politicized. Duh, you think? He was asked by a Fox News anchor about the trial. Well, there you go. That's how he gets on camera, because Fox News will take anything. Mr. Barr said the case is obviously political. You wonder why Tucker Carlson is no longer with Fox. It's probably a blessing he's not there anymore. But I'm not saying that Tucker is giving you the whole truth. He's giving you a conservative point of view, but he keeps using the word democracy. So I kind of got a little bit of issue with Tucker. I'd like to really get him on the show and call him out on it and say, okay, would you please explain to yourself, Mr. Carlson, why you keep using the word democracy when we're a constitutional republic? Whose side are you on? I mean, I know you're making fun of the Democrats and what they're doing, and you did poke fun at Trump. And even though you and Trump are seemingly getting a little closer, nobody has come out and said, Mr. Trump, could you please walk the Operation Warp Speed back and admit you were lied to? I mean, tell us something that we can, you know, and say it honestly and look us in the eye when you say it and say it with sincerity so we know. I know sincerity is no guarantee for the truth. I know what you're thinking. You know, and see, Mr. Barr says it's obviously political 7 years after he pays hush money to try to come up with this case. Barr said he would vote for Trump despite his prior criticism against the former commander-in-chief, and I wouldn't trust that guy as far as I could throw him. And of course, Mr. Barr, you know, used that Fox News interview to point out the fact that the real threat to our system are the excesses of the progressive left. They're perverting the system of justice, and that's where the danger lies. No, Sherlock. Meanwhile, in the hush money trial, an excused pimple-faced juror, Kara McGee, I mean, look at her picture. I mean, she's got serious stress problems. She's in cybersecurity, and she's stressed out. You can tell because her face is breaking out. That's what happens when you stress. So, no, Kara, I'm not sitting there insulting you, trying to defame your character. Kara, you did speak some truth here, so let's get into that, shall we? She was excused from serving on this Manhattan jury in the hush money case. She told media outlets outside the courtroom, you see, once you're excused, you could sit there and talk all you want to the media. And so when you walk out the door and they see that you were excused, the first thing that happens when you walk out the door is they shove a mic in your face. Said she believed she could be impartial, but adding still it'd be very difficult for anyone really in this country not to come to this without prior opinions. Well, duh, there you go. Now you're agreeing with what Trump said. Well, she says we all have prior opinions on the defendant unless you've been living in a card box, adding she was excused because of her job in the cybersecurity sector. Regarding her personal feelings on President Trump, Kara McGee said, I'm not a fan. The main reason why is because of how she believed he handled the COVID-19 pandemic response. You see, not everybody disagrees with what I just said about him walking this back and saying, look, we need to go after Fauci. If you elect me as president, I'm going to see the man hangs in the public square. Because the guy is a pathological liar, and so is his sidekick, the scarf lady. She needs a permanent scarf at the end of a rope. These people lied to the American people and made them fear, put them in a state of fear and made 220 plus million of them run out and get the jab, which now we're finding out, of course, you know, according to Todd Callender and others, is equipped with this junk that literally turns humans into batteries. And yes, they claim there is a kill switch there. They don't like what you say. They'll just turn on that 5G and off you go. Ms. McGee, of course, provided some insight on the questions that were asked of the jurors, just so you know. This is where it gets interesting, folks, because now you have a juror who basically agrees that this COVID-19 pandemic response was wrong. And that's her main reason why she's not a fan. You see, there's probably millions of other Americans out there that agree with her. Whether you do or not, well, that's entirely up to you. I happen to be one of those people that think that this COVID-19 pat me on the back Operation Warp Speed garbage was exactly that, him bragging. So here's what Ms. McGee had to contribute to what was going on in that courtroom during voir dire. And for those of you, some of you call it voir dire. It's a Latin term, questioning jurors, basically. Question of the juror. One of which is, do you have opinions about the ability for a former sitting president to be tried in a court of law? That's a question. Which I think the way people answered that kind of showed how they felt about the case. She said the other one was, do you have any opinions about legal limits for campaign finance donation amounts? Which I believe was another one that was kind of meant to gauge feelings about the particular case. You see, Kara McGee is not stupid. She's got this figured out. But I mean, look at what the prosecution's question base looks like. Now, when you're asking questions like that, politicism rears its ugly head, doesn't it? Moving along, the Secretary of the Army on J6 lied about multiple details regarding what unfolded as the U.S. Capitol was, quote, breached. National Guard whistleblower said during a congressional hearing yesterday, then Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy made multiple false claims, including that he spoke to the commanding general of the District of Columbia National Guard on two separate occasions after officials requested the Guard be deployed to the Capitol, according to the whistleblowers. After Major General William Walker. See, now we have names here, folks. He conveyed a request from the U.S. Capitol Police for guard personnel. Mr. McCarthy called Major General Walker at 2:14 p.m. and instructed the guard to stand by. This is then Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy. Not the former Speaker of the House. This is somebody within the military, then Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy. That call and others that Mr. McCarthy or one of his top advisors were said to have made later, authorizing the Guard for mobilization and deployment, did not happen. At no time did General Walker take any calls, nor did we ever hear from the Secretary on any of the outgoing conference calls or the secure video teleconferencing throughout the day. Captain Timothy Nick, who served as Major General Walker's personal assistant on J6, said during the hearing, this I know because I was with the command general the entire time recording the events. So they sat there watching it. Captain Nick has not previously discussed publicly what transpired on J6, and neither has Brigadier General Aaron Dean, who was the National Guard's adjutant general on the day the Capitol was breached. DOD Inspector General's report, which relied heavily on Mr. McCarthy and other military officials, is ripe with inaccuracies. Brigadier General Dean said, I believe it's my duty and moral obligation to stand before you today and illuminate the truth. Well, I am not a crook. Yeah, this is what he told the hearing, held by the House Administration's Committee Subcommittee on Oversight. Isn't it wonderful how these committees all have subcommittees who have subcommittees who have subcommittees and ad infinitum, ad nauseum. Despite Mr. Walker conveying the request for assistance about 1:50 p.m., the Guard was not deployed to the Capitol until 5:10 p.m. Over three hours later. This is a dereliction of duty by the Secretary of the Army, Representative Greg Murphy, one of the members of the committee, said. Mr. McCarthy refused to appear before the panel, according to Dr. Murphy. Christopher Miller, the acting Secretary of Defense at the time, authorized Guard deployment at 3:11 p.m., but Mr. McCarthy took the order and decided to drop a plan before ordering the deployment because we can't have bad optics. You would never employ our personnel, whether it's on American street or a foreign street, without putting together a plan, according to McCarthy and what he told the now disbanded House J6 committee, who, by the way, they're all paranoid. News reports are indicating they think that if Trump gets reelected, he's going to have them all arrested and locked up in Gitmo or someplace. in the DC gulag. I'm just like, you know, I think that's being too nice. You know, if you're an ex J6 committee member, I would worry about being hanged in the public square. If you're going to be paranoid, let's get real here. Nobody likes you people. Can you imagine Crybaby Kinzinger at the end of a rope right before they pull the lever? Oh, he'd be bawling. Wow. And they're paranoid. And they got to go to the media and tell the media. Why? Because that evokes emotion. And of course, they all stand by their J6 report and don't have any further comment at this time. You got to love it. This is the craziness we have to deal with here, because these people are all pathological liars. And one person covers for another person who covers for another person. And the hits just keep on coming. Mike Johnson's top policy advisor, by the way, reportedly is a former lobbyist with corporate interest in Ukraine. Are you surprised? Dan Ziegler was, until he joined the speaker's office as a top policy aide when Johnson won the speakership, was a lobbyist with the firm Williams & Jensen. He previously had worked for Johnson in other capacities, but left Johnson to become a lobbyist and accumulated a client list that included several top companies, some of which seemed to have a financial interest in seeing Congress pass Ukraine aid. Yeah, gotta love it. I mean, you really don't need to go into too much detail to figure that out. Certain factions of our House of Representatives certainly want Congress to fund Ukraine, even though we can't afford it. So you know what Marjorie Taylor Greene did? God, you got to love this woman. It was like yesterday, and we'll talk about what Roger Marshall said after the break, because I know we're getting close. And I want to make sure that we get this in, because, I mean, yesterday's C-SPAN 2, man, I was just sitting there going, where's the trash can? I just want to vomit. Oh, my God. So Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced an amendment to the supplemental funding bill for Ukraine that we require members of Congress who vote in favor of it to enlist in the Ukrainian military. That was about as interesting as Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas' little, you know, foray to make a motion that we put off this impeachment hearing until November 6th so we the people could decide whether Mayorkas committed, you know, treason and sedition against the United States of America. And of course, that got a few laughs and applause and cheers from fellow Congress people, but it went nowhere. They voted it down. The whole thing was a sham. That's not a trial. It's a political sham, and that's exactly what it was. And if you watch it on C-SPAN, you'd probably be looking for the barf bag too. So Green's amendment comes as House Republicans release the legislative text regarding four bills wrapped into one, according to CBS News. At least they're reporting something right. $26.4 billion would be sent to Israel. $60.8 billion would go to Ukraine. $8.1 billion would go to countering the threat of China in the Indo-Pacific region and providing foreign aid to Taiwan. The fourth bill focuses on providing other defense measures to strengthen the national security of the United States. Any member of Congress who votes in favor of this act is required to conscript in the Ukrainian military. The amendment to the Ukrainian Security Supplemental Appropriations Act 2024 reads, during a closed House Republican conference meeting, House Speaker Johnson revealed his plan to combine all four bills into a single piece of legislation where they would hold a single vote. If the thing is successful, the vote would unlock separate votes for each of the bills. The legislation package would only need a majority of the support on the floor, as would the four separate bills included in the legislation. And members of Congress, according, were given reportedly 72 hours to review the legislation package before a vote on Saturday. This has really gotten people upset. Speaker Mike Johnson, Senator Rand Paul is not happy with you. And he blessed Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky's move to oust Speaker Johnson, along with Marjorie Taylor Greene, saying House Republicans need somebody with a pair. Well, he said courage and intestinal fortitude. I basically said a pair. I think you know where I'm going with that. Kentucky Senator said, I think Thomas Massie is doing the right thing. I think Republicans need real leadership. We need to use our power. Our people are frustrated. Why don't we use the power of the purse? Why does the debt keep getting bigger even when Republicans are in charge of the House? So I think we really need somebody that's got some Yeah. Courage and intestinal fortitude, in other words, can grow a pair and deal with the Democrats. Paul's comments follow after Massey became a co-sponsor of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate, to remove Speaker Johnson as leader of the House. Then, of course, he has to come out with, well, if you don't do that, I mean, Hakeem Jeffries could end up being the new speaker. Every negotiation Johnson's gone into with Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, he's received nothing in exchange. He's either not good at negotiating or he's negotiating for their side, which means he's a rhino. They became even more increasingly frustrated with Johnson's leadership, which includes his spending plans, his lack of reforms to Section 702 of the FISA Act, and his moves to grant more foreign aid without border policies. And even the former Freedom Caucus chairman, Scott Perry, and Representative Banks, the former Republican Study Committee chairman, scoffed at Johnson's foreign aid framework, which includes a substantial amount of aid for Ukraine and neglects the migrant crisis at the southern border. So then we go into the Senate on C-SPAN and watching all of this. Mostly every single proposal out there, in fact, every one of them, each proposal that was made by Republicans to move the impeachment process forward and have a formal trial. See, they can't debate. So the Republican senators are up there trying to debate, but each proposal was defeated with a party line score of 51-49. Every single one. Oh, we had one exemption. Somebody voted present. It was 51-48 on one of them because somebody voted present. They didn't want to endorse either way. So they basically, the House's articles of impeachment charged Mayorkas with a willful and systematic refusal to comply with the law and then lying about it to Congress that he didn't commit anything. Senator John Kennedy said it's a felony what he did. He breached the public trust. Democrats passed the motion at 4:16 p.m., wiping out the second article of impeachment. Republican legislators say Democrats want to minimize public recognition of the damage caused by Mayorkas' refusal to enforce the nation's popular and beneficial immigration laws. The evidence is devastating, Senator John Kennedy told Fox News. It'll gut him like a fish. And of course, as we expected, and I told you we were going to have a problem with this, they gutted the impeachment. And while Nevada Senator Cortez Masto was helping Democrats scuttle Mayorkas' impeachment, an illegal immigrant was being jailed for killing her senior advisor. This 18-year-old illegal immigrant was arrested in connection to the death of Kurt Engelhardt, a senior advisor to Nevada Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Elmer Rueda Linares is in custody at the Washoe County Jail, being held on a $100,000 bond. According to the cops, on April 6th, around 4:30 in the morning, Rueda Linares was involved in a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of a place in Reno that killed Engelhardt. Now he's in jail. He entered the U.S. on March 12th of 2021 near Rio Grande City, Texas, without inspection by an immigration official. So that makes him illegal. So she argues, there's no open borders. There's so many children. Yeah, one of them just killed your senior advisor, leaving behind a young son growing up without a father. Hope you're happy, Cortez Masto. We'll be back with more news after these important words. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central time here on this Thursday. I don't know if you know, if you were flying Alaska Airlines yesterday, the FAA issued a ground stop advisory, including Horizon Air as well. It's a regional carrier owned by Alaska Air Group. That was put into effect at 7:50 Pacific time yesterday morning, lasted for about an hour. Apparently, there was an issue while performing an upgrade to the system that calculates weight and balance. Wow. Residual flight delays are expected throughout the day. And that's all because of 1 hour. See what it does? Shares of Alaska Air Group, which owns the airline, paired gains after the advisory were up 2.6% in morning trading. Red states are fighting the urge to give basic income cash to residents. Can you blame them? South Dakota State Senator John White likes to think of himself as a lookout of sorts, keeping an eye on new laws, programs, and ideas brewing across the states. He doesn't bring a ton of legislation. The main thing he likes to do is try to stay ahead of the trends and try and prevent bad things from coming into our state. This session, that meant sponsoring successful legislation banning cities or counties from creating basic income programs, which provide direct regular cash payments to low-income residents to help alleviate poverty. Now, is that a bad thing? Does it make these low-income residents dependent on welfare? Because if you give them basic income, it means they're getting a flat check every month from the state of South Dakota, which other states, you really need to be paying attention to this, because this is what they're going to try to do. South Dakota is among at least six states where GOP officials have looked to ban basic income programs, because this is part of what the technocracy and the elitists that promote it want. They want everybody to get a basic check so they can control it. We'll give you $2,000 a month per person, per family, household, whatever. And then if you put something on social media or you say something that we get wind of that we don't like, all of a sudden you can't buy groceries for the week. You see how that happens? Very similar to what's going on in China. What did Ronald Reagan say? The closest thing to eternal life on this planet is a government program. So if you get people addicted to just getting a check from the government, it's going to be really hard to take it away. You know, the debate over basic income programs is likely to intensify as blue state lawmakers seek to expand all their pilot programs. Minnesota could become the nation's first to fund a statewide program. See, you got Hawaii. They could do the same thing. They're the number one welfare state in the nation, which is why people, you know, send all their loved ones over there so they can go camp out in Ala Moana Park. And if you think I'm just talking out the other side of my mouth, I've been there and seen it with my own eyes. Now, I haven't seen anybody actually poop behind the bushes in front of a five-star hotel, but that apparently, from what I understand, has happened. These people have no place to go, and they're not putting porta-potties up, so they go wherever. They don't care. Let the government do something about it. Democratic governors in Arizona and Wisconsin recently vetoed Republican legislation banning basic income programs. Ooh. Last week, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued Harris County to block a pilot program that would give $500 a month to 1,900 low-income people in the state's largest county, home to Houston. See, it's all basically political, but again, when you take your faith and you put it in government and not God, you get what you get. And then they can control you. And when you take that lollipop, that all-day sucker away, things get crazy. Yesterday, Biden called for sharply higher U.S. tariffs on Chinese metal products, part of a package of policies aimed at pleasing steelworkers right before the election in the swing state of Pennsylvania, of course. He campaigned for re-election in Pittsburgh, Steel City. The president was proposing raising to 25% the tariffs imposed by his predecessor, Trump, on certain Chinese steel and aluminum products. You ever worked with Chinese steel before? It's crap. And anybody that puts their faith in it should know it's crap compared to American steel. Oh, there's no trade war, Biden told reporters. Yeah. Anybody know where the ice cream stand is? Yeah, this is just nutty, folks. It really is. In the health category, U.S. pharmaceutical drug shortages are reaching record highs. Are you surprised? This is why we have the Power Mall, folks. This is why we have the Power Mall. Despite efforts to stabilize the availability and cost of medications, prescription drug shortages have reached record highs in the United States. The news comes from the new data released by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists, detailing a shortage of 323 different products in the first quarter of this year. The number marks the highest on record since the industry group began tracking shortage data in 2001. They've been often making the headlines in recent years. A July 2023 study found 85% of hospitals and pharmacies were rationing drugs, and over 40% were delaying appointments due to the national pharmaceutical drug shortage. Well, there's your medical system. Do you trust it even more? Because, see, here you have all these doctors that are being paid by Big Pharma, yet we have supply, demand, supply chain, all sorts of other garbage going on, raw material issues, the supply chain issues. You know, they're created by all these little underlying economic factors. We call them choke points. And now you can't get the drugs you need that the doctors are prescribing because they don't know any better. And half of what they're prescribing hasn't been formally tested, or their drug trials are messed up. Pretty sad, isn't it? Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm going along, Dave. I don't know. my first comment is our House of Representatives is gone. It's a non-functioning body, period. We hear about rhinos, but we don't hear about dinos. Right. It's just incredible. And this Mayorkas thing, I think it doesn't matter if they impeach him or not, because they'll find another flunky that'll be worse than this guy. Don't you think, Dave?
Well, Kevin, I'll tell you what, watching C-SPAN 2 yesterday and watching the way that these Congress people behaved in the Senate now, and Schumer just sits there laughing when he gets up at the podium. And then, of course, when he's done, you know, reaming the second of the two articles of impeachment, they take his podium away because he doesn't need it anymore. And all these Senate aides walk out with all the podiums so that, you know, well, I've said my piece. I'm going to sit there and vote nay to everything. And we're going to kill this thing overnight because this is what the party does. We don't want to move forward with stuff like this because it might make it look like we did something contrary to the party's beliefs. But what it really did, given what we saw with the yays and the nays and everything else that went on during that time, and I mean, I'm sitting there watching all this stuff going, this is just crazy. Because Patty Murray, who was the pro tem in the Senate from Washington State, is a Democrat, sat there and pretty much ran it. And if you went outside the motion itself and you started to make commentary, she cut you off. They did not want debate in the Senate about this at all. You're not allowed to do that during impeachment. So you're either going to have a trial or you're not going to have a trial. And what Schumer did basically was just shut it down. So there is not going to be any trial. And you're right. I really believe that if they got rid of Mayorkas, the bald-headed ostrich with his head in the sand that lies to Congress. And I mean, we all know he did it. And they even brought up 18 U.S.C. 1001. They would bust any other individual for lying to law enforcement, and they'd be in prison. But, oh, not our Congress, not our administration. Oh, we can't have that. What's good for the goose apparently is not good for the gander. We can't have that. That would just disrupt things. So, yeah, I mean, the whole thing was a shift show, Kevin.
Yeah, and I got a comment, too, on economy. And this is really important, I believe. I told you about in Ohio Valley here, Wheeling, they're closing the Cleveland Cliffs tin plant. Steel, there's Cleveland Cliffs is a steel company out of Cleveland. Anyhow, 900 jobs gone. Mm. And now Bloomberg's been reporting for this last week that U.S. Steel, think about the number of billions of dollars, like the Ukraine, $93 billion or whatever. But U.S. Steel is in the final stages to be bought by Nippon Steel. And it's only going to cost $14 billion. You can buy all of U.S. Steel, and their shareholders are agreeing, for $14 billion.
Wow.
Does this make any, you know, it doesn't balance, does it, Dave? I mean, it's just incredible.
Well,
steel is the backbone. Steel is the backbone of any country, and we were always number one. You remember, kids, you see Nippon, and you'd scream, "Get that thing out of here! Buy U.S." You know.
Yep.
When I was a kid in the '50s. Yeah.
I know. We had this protectionist attitude back then, and it's coming back now. This is what China and ByteDance and TikTok. Oh, yours is nothing but protectionist attitude you people have over there. You need to just stop that and let us in. Let us bring our cheap products in, contaminated with lead and every other kind of toxic garbage. Yeah, I get it. And this is sad. If this deal does go through, we have to really start looking for alternative supplies. There are other steel companies, but you know what the Japanese are going to try to do if they take over that. They're going to try to figure out a way to cut corners and make a higher profit, which might mean altering the formulas that they use and the processes they use to make the kind of steel that U.S. Steel used to make. This would be a problem.
Yep. Well, just think when you go to bed tonight, Dominion voting machines.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, I know. Appreciate it, Kevin. Now, see, here's the thing. We all realize what's at stake here in November, right? And this is one of the reasons why they want to alter election voting decision-making processes, not interfering with election officials. Otherwise, it would be a crime. You know, that it would include cutting off their access to Wi-Fi. So in case they can't plug in. See, nobody bothered to ask about Wi-Fi, but if we get Catherine Engelbrecht on the show today, we'll ask her about the Wi-Fi situation and what she thinks she can do about that. She's withdrew the vote, by the way. Brady in Arizona, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You brought up Todd Callender and the nanobot technology that's in the vaccine syringes itself. I mean, there's like over a billion mRNA sequences in one Moderna vaccine jab. What's happening is once those vaccines are exposed to just a little bit of temperature and heat in the form of heat, they start assembling circuitry inside the hydrogel itself with the graphene oxide and your 5G cell towers. They're not cell towers, they're frequency emitters. That technology together grows a circuit inside you. You become an antenna. You emit and receive electronic 5G frequency right through your body. Your body is almost a mini cell phone, a whole bunch of mini cell phones inside of you.
Uh-huh.
You are now being tracked whenever you go. Your vital signs are now being tracked right to the quantum computer that the government uses. And all in the beginning, when people like Todd Callender and myself would bring this stuff up, and the fifth column, La Quinta Colomba, with all the graphene assembly and the nano assembly, people thought we were absolutely crazy.
Well, Brady, we don't think you're crazy, Brady. We already know that something nefarious is going on, and if you've got scientists down in South America using these electron microscopes and finding all of this stuff and communicating it to our truth fighters here in America, the frontline doctors, all those people. I mean, everybody understands that this is all nefarious behavior. It's by design. Moderna's got a patent. We all know it. And this is what Callender reported. He went in and he started looking at Moderna's patent information, and this is what he found. And so they've done their best to hide this from the American people, because 220 million people, if they knew that this was going on inside their bodies right now, don't you think they'd just be a little perturbed?
Well, go on an airplane. Okay, just go on an airplane, and when you're sitting down in your seat and in the airplane, flip on your Bluetooth signal on your phone. Turn it on really before the stewardess says turn off your phone, but just turn it on and see all the people's Mac operating addresses that come up. That technology is inside the vaccination. And when that story, we brought up that story a few years back when people were going through the cemeteries in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
There were dead people emitting MAC operating dresses and frequency signals after they passed away, Dave. So there you go.
Right, yeah, sure. I know. I've had, I appreciate it, Brady. Thanks for your call. See, we've had actually people that have called me privately and told me that they actually went to the cemetery and they got video of people going to the cemeteries and they go to the people who just passed away and their graves are glowing in the phones with certain apps. Now, you know, what do we say? The difference between conspiracy theory and truth is what? 6 months. That's the difference. Crazy as it may seem, there's the beep, which means we have no callers. We have a big article that's been investigated by Blaze News about the truth about raw milk, because the FDA and everybody else seems to have a real problem with it. And of course, you know, the dairy lobby, the government, whatnot, the so-called experts are not telling you the full story about raw milk. And that's one of the reasons why we put the whole thing on there. To claim that raw dairy is only harmful and there's no benefits to consuming it is a clue that government, dairy lobby, and so-called experts are not being honest with you. And there's all sorts of different documentation that I'm going to give credit to Blaze News. All right, for once you guys did what you were supposed to do. You compare cow's milk to breast milk is practically identical on the kinds of proteins, the kinds of fats, but the amounts are different. That's why there's so much compatibility between humans and cows. And this, you know, this goes on. So the thing is that people grew up drinking raw milk, didn't seem to have a problem. We only have a problem when government tries to interfere in all of that, and that's one of the reasons why Amos Miller was being targeted. He's the Amish farmer that was selling raw milk. In surveillance state, a Florida mom was horrified to find out her son was being tracked through the use of the Apple AirTag. But a police investigation found there was a simple and harmless explanation. Jackie Girlio told a local TV station she was alerted about the tracking device after her family attended a Christmas parade in Satellite Beach. When they got home, the mom started getting notifications from her phone. There was an AirTag tracker in her vicinity. And the map of the tracker shown on the phone appeared to be following her son, Aiden. I go to a lot of places. She was alarmed by the discovery because she didn't own any AirTag. So natural assumption was somebody was tracking her kid. Every mother's worst nightmare. She searched through his toys and clothes in order to find it. She looked in the foam of his shoes. She said, when we found it, my heart just dropped. Honestly, my knees just gave out because it was inside my son's shoe. It was in a small cavity that was cut into the foam. She went to the Broward County Sheriff's Office with the tracker to file a report, and they started an investigation. They issued a subpoena to Apple to get the address of the owner of the AirTag. Then they found the real owner of the shoes. Turned out that Aiden had accidentally swapped his shoes with another boy's when they took them off to go to a bounce house at the Christmas parade. Aiden said he remembered noticing the other boy had the exact same shoes he did. So they put him on at the same places they just swapped. The other family from Oklahoma had put the tracker in order to keep track of their kid. Girlio said she was surprised to learn that AirTags could be used to monitor people. We never had AirTags. She knew about them with luggage and keys. Never thought about them when it came to tracking your kids. She said she was relieved and the explanation for the bizarre incident was innocent. Luckily, it just turned into a happy coincidence of a tale of two moms. We're just really lucky it had a happy ending. We also have in the gardening, farming, and homesteading a broccoli growing guide and an article about not making 5 vermicomposting mistakes if you want successful composting. The defense is also rested in the trial of the Arizona rancher. Of course, we have the full dialogue there because it looks like everything is circumstantial evidence. And it's gone to the jury now. There apparently was a Newport Beach homeowner standing their ground following an apparent home invasion and opened fire on the robbery suspects. The injured suspect and one other fled the house. When the police arrived, they found a male armed with a handgun laying in the street with apparent gunshot wounds. He's currently being treated. The second suspect located in the bushes near the home. He was found with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, pronounced dead at the scene. And of course, they're investigating. You got to love that. In cancel culture, another classic example of why Hollywood actors should stay out of politics. Reacher star Alan Ritchson, remember him? He's finally irritated the nation's most prestigious police union, National Fraternal Order of Police. He's insulted them by claiming they get away with murder all the time. Wow. Amazing how that works, isn't it? Then, of course, he made fun of Christians, too. I mean, where is this going? You know, if you're a Hollywood actor, you really need to stay out of politics if you want your career to be successful. Wonder how many people he's alienated with that. We're going to try to dial up Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote after the break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.